Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Report, we are awaiting the arrival of another one of our co-hosts who sometimes goes on hooky, Gary Richard Arnold. He's supposed to be here today, unless a catastrophe happened, hopefully not. But I'm going to see if we can, this is kind of like one of our close-out shows for before Christmas. And, of course, we'll try not to be the Grinch or what they call the Krampus, which is the German analogy about the pre-Christmas kind of stealth guy that comes in with a lump of coal to put in your stocking. Firstly, we're doing lots of really good things that are going to make you healthier in 2019 and beyond. Our technology is advancing very rapidly for everything. Now, I want to review the technology for getting consults. A lot of people think, well, I have to be able to have access to the wellness conditions. Well, that's easy. $9.95 a month or $95 a year. But if you want to get a protocol, it's free, F-R-E-E. There's no charge. You don't even have to listen to the show or have ever heard of Dr. Deagle or NutriMedical before. If you just kind of click on contact us or email, you can ask for what's the protocol for acne or heart disease or heart failure or whatever, like I had a bunch of consult requests this morning. We got Gary. I was panicking there for a minute, but Gary, I'm glad you're here. Very happy. Because I contacted you earlier, and I thought, he's not making it for hour two, so we brought Keisha Rogers on from LaRouche Foundation. Gary, we're ready to launch, by the way. It looks like our launch date, because we're waiting for bumpers to be finished, but we've got everything else ready for the Stream Network is going to launch on January 2nd. And I'm trying to get the guys here at Genesis to get all set up to accept our stream. We have a number of other little points we have to kind of take care of. And I just got an email back from Ted Anderson of Genesis. We're on four networks, Genesis, Red State Talk Radio, Revolution Radio, and Rents Network. We are on we're going to be on every platform from Alexa, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Speaker, Daily Motion, BitChute, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Plus, and of course Blueberry. In fact, we'll have a subpage in Blueberry for every for every show co-host with a cross-indexing of the file so they can find the file. And I'm working on a new app so that people can do a search by audio to find the first place where that word shows up in the audio stream, so they use merging something like Dragon Dictate or some other audio search engine. So I'm going to create this new technology to allow it to be a cybernetic neocortex of information for the human race. And with myself and the co-host, we cover everything from anti-aging wellness. We'll bring on cameos of some of our doctors. We're so filled up we can't take Dr. Dan Royal or Dr. Jürgen Winkler, and they only were going to do a short show anyway. But I will be bringing cameos on. We'll discuss issues like stem cell transplant. You're one of my geopolitical geniuses because you had to know all the names and places and all where the buried bodies and bones are of the agencies and schools and everybody. And we try to connect all these dots because people need to know everything, whether you get two or three guys 5,000 years ago together to work out a business scheme, everything is a conspiracy. It may not look ugly. It may even be good for business. But everything is a conspiracy, isn't it?
Well, life itself is organized in systems of gain and doing away with the bad. And, every plant and organism is designed as a conspiracy. It works in league. The circulation system works with the nervous system, works with the muscles, et cetera, et cetera. And without that type of organization, you have no movement. You literally don't have life.
Now, the thing is that people have to understand, if you are able to dig deep enough, and you've been in the political realm for like 40 years, you know that everything is a conspiracy. Most of the conspiracies are pretty damned evil. They're not doing things for the greater good of the public. They're not doing it for the greater good of the benefit of the environment or future generations. They're self-serving, or they're just plain evil and destructive. And when you call them out, you can find tons of evidence, and the evidence isn't very hard to find. There's three layers. The first layer I call the sewer net, books and libraries, or the Internet. The second layer is classified, and we have access to classified information. And the third layer is supernatural. When they all three agree, when all three balls, like we go to Vegas, all drop and they look the same, you know you got them. Because some of these conspiracies are so damn obvious, they're even sloppy. They don't even lie well, do they? In fact, some of these guys are so sloppy, they don't even put the effort out to make sure their lies look they're, you know, like they're plausible or they're actually good for you. But in fact, the obvious face of it says, oh my gosh, this is bad for you and bad for society and bad for the future of the human race. So I'd like you to pull out a few good examples before Christmas, because we have both the Grinch, is a big deal in Hollywood now and in the movie theaters, but the Krampus, which is the German version of the anti-Santa Claus, arrives before Christmas to put a lump of coal in your stocking. What are your good Krampus and Grinch kind of, geopolitical things that you can say about they're trying to visit us with, like the raise in the interest rate of the Fed, the current dialogue where they tried to block Trump from talking to Putin, so he stationed his nuclear bombers in Venezuela. The game of chicken right now over the wall. I mean, I think what he should have done is not try to say chicken with the Democrats, just simply order the Army Corps of Engineers and the Pentagon to build it with a military budget. Stop arguing with the Democrats. They're never going to collaborate, are they?
No. The knives have been out for a long time. He's done some wonderful things, and he's upsetting it, just as George H.W. Bush, skull and bones, said that the Middle East and the wars there is a crucible for the New World Order. And you have Trump pulling the plug on both Syria and Afghanistan. So
let me fill in a few details. I've done a lot of research in this, and I have a lot of family going back. My great-great-grandfather was the owner of the largest caravan that went from Damascus, Syria to China twice a year, and they had family for thousands of years. I know the place, and what happened is what the government had, and the Project for the New American Century, they had a pickoff of seven Middle Eastern nations. Syria was on that list. And they didn't pick them off because not only the Syrian people were amalgamated together, and that includes Shiites, Sunnis, Alawites, and Jews, all stuck together, and then the Russians backed them up, as well as Hezbollah, that are in Iran. And they said, no, you're not going to do this. Now, people don't get it, that the globalists wanted to go in there and have pipelines running right across Syria through Aleppo. They want to basically carve off Syria so that they can do whatever the hell they please. And the only nation in the Middle East where everybody can sit at the table, whatever your Jewish background or Hebrew background or type of Muslim, Sunni and Shiite, you can all sit at the table in Syria. You can't anywhere else in the Middle East. And what people don't understand here, the globalists got a big slap in the face and a kick in the pants today. Trump said he's pulling it, didn't he?
Yeah. No. In fact, he defunded the white helmets and a lot of the enemy that Obama and the Bushes were supplying originally to create the war. You can go back to the World War One, where years before they had already began. Britain had secret treaties with France and Russia to destroy Germany. Britain had been, the ruler of the world for so long, but in about 25 years, up until about 1902, the Germans went from a few trading vessels to like 4,000. And so they felt really threatened by Germany, and they wanted to grind it into the ground, and they were promising France the coal steel region. It was Alsace-Lorraine, something like that. And Russia had, their promises made, and the propaganda to demonize the Germans began years before the war began at all. And
right.
It wasn't just the assassination of the Duke. It was the fact that France and Germany and Britain had already mobilized, that they were mobilizing miles behind the line right before the brink of the war itself in order to catch Germany in a surprise.
Yeah, the Germans saw them mobilizing behind the Maginot Line, even in France. And the fact is,
the last ones to mobilize during World War One, and of course, I remember as a kid in the '40s, seeing the World War One stuff.
Well, one of the primary things,
and all, you know, all this other.
Well, they didn't want the German technology to compete. They also didn't want the Germans to collaborate with Russia and build the Trans-Siberian Railway, did they?
No, they wanted to master the world as they had with their empire.
Right. Well, their big empire now is a financial one in Jersey and Guernsey and Grand Cayman Islands, with quadrillions of dollars in slush funds, literally controlling the world finances through these slush funds. Right.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM ACAM A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Some good quotes to quote here now before Christmas, and we're not trying to be spoilers. We want a reality check so people really realize exactly what's going on here, right?
Right, yeah. No, it's
and it's fixable. If you face the truth, the best optimist is a realist that faces the truth both good and ugly and has a solution to survive and thrive through it and become an overcomer, right?
Yeah. No, it's... If you're leery, you can see what people are doing. You find out the words they use, the hypnotic phrases, and it's always for the children or, you know, for the world, whether it's climate change or whatever. It's
childish and non-scientific words.
Exactly. And it goes back way to the beginning of the Rockefeller Foundation, which was known in 1902 as the General Education Board. And in their occasional letter, number one, published in 1912, it says, "In our dream, we have limitless resources, and the people, the rural folk, yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hand, unhampered by tradition." And, of course, we see that clearly with the dumbing down today and the erasing of Easter from the calendar and, you know, putting in the Muslim and Hindu holidays and all of that. By 1922, Mayor John Hyland of New York City, according to the New York Times, in March 27th, 1922, he said, "One of my first acts as mayor was to pitch out from the educational system of our city Rockefeller agents and others who planned to fit the children for the mill and factory." And that's exactly what they're doing today. It's all designed for people to react, not think at all, and
right.
to...
Well, the educational system is what I call a maggot system, and I've used this analogy, but it's so disgusting, I think I'll repeat it. The professors and the teachers, or the pastors, because they're teachers as well, they defecate intellectually, and if the people that listen to them, including candidates for master's or PhD. Their intellectual defecation looks, tastes, and smells like the defecation after they eat it from their professors. Then they pass the course or they get their certification as a master's or PhD. That's what our society is based on. Not making people ask better questions and seeking the truth, but in fact creating the same intellectual defecation as their overlords, whether it's intellectual overlords in education or overlords in religion or the geopolitical systems where they're polarized to the left or right and both sides are moving toward a new world order. It doesn't matter if it's a leftist new world order or right side new world order. That's where I have great concerns over even some of the actions of Trump. You know, there's a left new world order under Hillary Clinton and occasional Cortex and Podesta, etc., but there's also a right-sided one under people like John, you know, Lightning Bolt, I called, one of the advisors to the president, or Nikki Haley. I mean, a lot of these bad people are people around, or even Mattis. Mattis was in total disagreement with Trump on a number of policies militarily. I don't think Mattis was necessarily a perfect or good guy. He had his own self-serving policies that worked with corporations and with the drug cartels that were actually authorizing treaties with the Taliban. That's not a good thing, is it?
No. Well, you look at the CFR list from such places as West Point, etc. It's pretty hard for officers to be, you know, trained outside of being continuously pushed towards world government. It's like our local elected officials turn everything over to their city managers and county administrative officers, and they receive monthly newsletters and their annual conventions. They get pushed towards global government regionalism all the time. So it just eats away, and it's very rare you find somebody stand up and revert to, wait a minute, this is, you know, I'm supposed to be protecting the Constitution and individual rights. And of course, that just didn't happen, or isn't happening.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't think people understand that you're not going to hear this on Tucker Carlson, even though he's really good compared to others on Fox News. You're not going to hear it from Hannity or Laura Ingraham. You're not going to hear it from these other pundits, and the other networks are even worse. I mean, the left are completely lost their marbles, and they're looking around for where their marbles went. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But the right isn't necessarily good either. They're not going to cross a number of red lines. Look at Michelle Malcolm. She doesn't going to name the schools or the people involved with this. And so does Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter's not going to name all the parties involved with doing all these bad things, including on the right, are they?
Exactly. Well, you see, Carlson, you know, I like it. Like any bit of light.
I like it. He shows some light, and sometimes he criticizes correctly. Trump didn't come through with any of his three things. Look, I know how Trump can fix each of these. Number one, if you want to stop the drug trade and people dying in America, you don't put $6 billion in to try to stop people dying from heroin. You send troops down to get rid of the drug cartels that are collaborating with the Special Activity Division of the CIA, bringing in the illegal drugs in Central and South America, and in Afghanistan. You don't go and just pull the troops out. You go and kill the Taliban and stop the drug trade with these buggers. Okay? They're collaborating with us to make sure the drugs still go into Russia. Crocodile, which is really low-grade heroin that they inject, and they get gangrene so their flesh falls off. That's why it's called crocodile. People don't get this. They don't understand that what we're doing is going on is so damned evil, and we're collaborating with evil, including banking evil, right?
Yeah. You go back again to the Second World War and this regionalization. You've got the Wall Street guy, General William Donovan, who was head of the OSS, became chairman of the Committee for a United Europe. So immediately you've got the intelligence networks. It's all of this stuff is deep state intelligence operations. So the Committee for a United Europe is the beginning, together with George, you know, the Marshall Fund, and creating a European Union. And it was the Federalist European Movement that received money from the American Committee for a United Europe from the Rockefeller Foundation. They got 53% of their funds from the Rockefeller Foundation. So, right. I mean, it all ties back to a handful of deep state bankers, your Federal Reserve, and your Skull and Bones networks. Even Rockefeller attended the London School of Economics, which is founded by Sidney and Patrice Webb. They received money from the Rockefeller Foundation and also the Laura Spelman Memorial Foundation. The reason the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial Fund is important is because it was the one that financed the University of Chicago's special unit called 1313, which created all the 22 or 24 different organizations, from like the city managers to the governor's conference to all the technical controls of the city manager and county administrative supervisors network. And then they coalesced into, like, in the state of California, it's the California League of Cities and Counties, and they make policy. When somebody's elected, you think you got an independent person from your church or your service club or your neighbor. They're sent up to California League of Cities and train for 30 hours and then receive all of the propaganda and attend the annual, you know, in fact, they usually have more.
They get Delphi to make sure they collaborate with the overall agenda. They get Delphi, they call
them. Yeah, they take them and they sheep dip them into globalism.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With Gary. Gary, let's analyze what's going to happen in 2019. I've got my list of predictions. Next 2 years, I expect the Democrats to commit geopolitical suicide. I think Trump's going to pull the FISA warrant information and drop it like Damocles sword on the Democrats and Mueller. You're going to see the Clinton Foundation go bankrupt, and they're probably going to get wear orange jumpsuits along with many others. I think I'm predicting you're going to see a walkaway movement where 20% of Democrats will walk away and become Republicans and 40% of independents. Trump is going to have become more Trumpian. I'm going to predict that people like Mark Taylor, who wrote the Trump prophecies, and others like myself, are going to get a final chance to talk to the man directly, mano a mano, and maybe turn Trump from a wooden president, which he is now, high-level Scottish-right Mason, into an actual real-life Christian boy. That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio. I think I'm predicting America is going to turn back and not just have Christmas as a cultural ceremony, but actually have a move toward true religions, truth, the fact that Christmas is the wrong time of the year, but the intention of thinking about Jesus this time of year, even if it's a baby, is a good thing. Although we're probably going to move more toward the truth, and you're going to see a lot of churches are going to find out, a lot of them are going to have their people leave and want to have home churches where they actually seek the truth. And there's three major truths I see that are taught as apostasy within the church. Number one, there's no such thing as hell. There's annihilation. Number two, there's only one God, not three. And number three, the only thing you can do good is to do God. And you aren't graded to go to heaven on a point system. You're graded based on whether or not you do what God's will is, period. And what I see happening is America is going to get real. I don't see Europe getting real. I think Europe is basically a-religious. It's being invaded, and the overlords of Europe are basically destroyed and want to make a super state. I see the rise of super state Europe in the next few years with their own military force and army. I think Russia and China, if we deal with them properly, will buffer against a nuclear war. But the powers that be in the globalists don't want to have peace. They want a future nuclear war to get rid of most of the human race. And I'm very concerned that if Trump doesn't become a real-life Christian boy and start policies to actually create a positive future for all humanity, we're going to have a future war within the next decade that would wipe out most of the human race. is called the tribulation. And I believe if Trump doesn't become that Christian man, we're going to see that formulate in the second term of Trump's presidency with his son-in-law and Trump actually building the U.S. Embassy right over the site of the ancient temple near the springs of Gihon below the eastern gate of the Temple of Antonius. So that's my prediction for the next few years. We're on the knife's edge here, whether or not things are going to turn good or very bad. We have Trump, you know, playing chicken with the Democrats. You've got a number of people in the House, which Nancy Pelosi, they should change her name to Nancy Pelosi, because she's a pretty lousy person. But I think that they're going to use a nuclear option if they can get McConnell on the right side. McConnell's so corrupt, and his wife, in terms of getting money from foreign corporations, I don't know if they're going to use a nuclear option, because if they don't do it, Trump is going to not only be embarrassed, he'll have to pull out the Pentagon and the Army Corps engineers to build a wall, because Trump's number one thing, if he doesn't start doing the three major things he said he was going to do in his promises, Trump's geopolitical career could be crippled before he even goes for election in 2020. And even if he gets elected, the same kind of foolishness now in the second term will mean the next 6 years, the next 2 years, the next 4 years of his second term will be useless. And we'll be heading toward destruction and a nuclear war, with most Americans within a decade dying of a thermonuclear conflict with Russia and China. That's where I see things going.
Well, this vote here could be like the vote for the Panama Canal. The people that voted to give it away, those U.S. senators crumbled by, what was it, a dozen or 18 of them went down when you only got 100 of them. That's pretty good. And they only
right.
come up, you know, every 2 years, so only a third of them.
Right.
Yeah, I think that needs to be made. Of course, you're right about McConnell. I mean, his wife is Chinese. They've got business arrangements with the communist Chinese government, including their military. So we don't see the press on McConnell at all. It's all against Trump, which to me gives him some bona fides. And he's also done a lot of things, pulling out of those wars in the Middle East.
Well, that was the biggest positive thing I've seen.
And the Democrats are always claiming they're against foreign wars, and the military are jumping all over Trump. They're so phony.
They're liars is what they are. Just like the Rhino Republicans, like this Paul Ryan was Widow's Peak. He belongs with, you know, Eddie Munster as part of the Adams family. I mean, what a monster this guy is, okay? The so-called GOP head of the House is a liar and a false American patriot. He's a liar, okay?
Well, through his wife, he's with David Boron. And David Boron is instrumental, in fact, crucial, in both the Interpol and the Justice Department, FBI, and the deep state.
Well, he actually is a founder and expander.
To the University of Oklahoma to train people in the Justice Department. And Paul Ryan, through his wife, is directly related to Skull and Bones. And so this is, again, we don't have anybody else on the
road. You have the pedigree, in other words.
Telling people what we know.
Well, what I see happening, and I see this, unfortunately, I see it also in so-called other alternative broadcasters. You think anybody wants to interview you or me on their show, in this network, or anywhere else, to tell us truth? I know that I'm going to be interviewed in the next few weeks by Jeff Rentz, but they're terrified of Deagle. Do you know why? Because I know stuff. And if they say things that are out of touch with reality based on public documents anybody can read, or on information that's now becoming public by whistleblowers and leakers, they're going to be embarrassed. They don't want to be embarrassed. They want to think that they're the big kahuna. They're not. They're not. You know who the big kahuna is? God. And we're his proxies. We have information. You've had it from hard and rough and nasty experience. I've had it the same way. And I've had exposure to classified sources. And I can tell you, what's going on in our world is evil. And there's a lot of collaborators of both the left and the right for this evil, isn't there? Not just in America, but around the world.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, population reduction or the crisis that we might have in the next 10 years. And, of course, just like as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the war against Germany was begun 7 or 8 years before it actually happened. I mean, it was really organized, and it was made to last for a long time. I mean, they drew it out purposely and in order to do as much damage as they could, make as many moves around the world, a world war, that they could get into their hands. And their crowning achievement was to be their League of Nations, which at that time our U.S. Senate, there were were still enough members in there that hadn't been popularly elected. They used to represent the state legislatures, which was true federalism. Now they're elected by the populations of the state, in which the newspapers have more of a sway than legislators kind of hanging on to their authority. So it's
right.
It's not that these people are perfect. It's a division of powers, which was the miracle and the protection of our individual rights.
Well, in fact, they just the senators from being state representatives to being federalized is bad. The fact that we have a system where even the crazy Democrats want to get rid of the college to actually make sure that they don't need they just need an overall vote in a few large population centers is evil. And, you know, the fact that they've actually, and this is something that even Trump's done, the replacement of NAFTA, which was not good, with USMC, in many ways, Chris, literally creates Area 3 of the New World Order, 10 nations, 10 zones, that give their power to the beast for 1 hour. And, you know, I want to see a godly treaty set up for trade, but I don't want to see the subjugation of politicians. One of the things Trump should do is sanction Google, these other agencies working with Communist China to suppress their own people. How do we tolerate this? Not just here in America, them snooping us like Facebook, but how do we tolerate Google not working with the Pentagon to make more security here, but working to suppress the people, the poor people in China? Trump needs to do something about and stomp on the head and the neck of Xi to say, stop it. Stop using our agencies, and our agencies should have some serious sanctions. For example, they're trying to act like they're a publishing company when they're really just a utility. And that needs to stop, too, where they suppress free speech and conservatism and push leftist crazy dogma. That needs to stop.
Supported by taxpayers' money.
Right, and supported by taxpayer money and allowed to get away with this stuff. Trump's got to put a stop to it. That'll stop what's called a soft coup against him, too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, with the Christmas season, this last segment, I want to touch on some things. There's a truth, and the truth is, God's going to replace the geopolitical system in the future, and he's going to take evil out. And we need to pray for that day. That day started with the birth of Jesus, which was not on Christmas Day. That's the birth of the Nordic god in the Saturnalia, which is an ancient Roman tradition. But the birth of Jesus was on Sukkot, most probably because 6 months exactly opposite of John the Baptist, his cousin, who was 6 months of the day older at Bashar, Passover. What we have to understand and remember is that this political system is corrupt. And every single system out there is corruption on the left and the right. And even what Trump is doing, he's surrounded by all kinds of globalists, both leftist globalists and right globalists. They're planning on moving us toward a new world order where they control eventually not just our finances and our movement and have, you know, everything from knowing our GPS coordinates, but also even the intentions of our heart. They want us to actually know what we're thinking about. And in 5 years, for example, you won't need to have eyes or ears. They'll be able to hack directly into your cortex, bidirectionally, like the game Jumanji, which they had two movies out in the last year and a half, 2 years, about Jumanji. and these are kind of prophetic. I'm telling people they have to understand, if you don't know the evil in our so-called school system, like the 10 schools, the skull and bones, the Luciferic background to everything, if you think this is a conspiracy theory, you're an idiot. And honestly, you have to understand, if you do not know the truth of the nature of our evil reality that's compressed around humanity, including the financial system, the chattelization of our birth certificate and seed corporation, the corruption that's going on in government on both left and the right. And that's why they're all freaking out left and right when Donald Trump decided to pull troops out of Syria, when they had a plan for the globalists to put a pipeline past Aleppo, the major industrial city in Syria. Now, that's why they didn't want us to pull out of Afghanistan when we could have easily killed off the Taliban. We didn't want to kill them off. We had to deal with them. And so what we're doing is America is both the best and worst nation on earth. And they collaborate with nations that are basically proxies of our intel agencies, the SAD that regulates and controls Israel, not Netanyahu, not the prince in Saudi Arabia or the king. It's our agencies that even are creating the superstate Europe. I mean, people don't understand that the Bilderbergers were directed by our CIA and NSA to actually create the superstate Europe, where 85% of rulemaking and laws are made not by elected officials, but by bureaucrats in Brussels and Strasbourg. This is all a globalist design, and unfortunately, most of it's coming out of our intel agencies out of America under the proxy control of the Vatican and the reserve financial systems of Europe, ultimately answering to the Pindar and the Council of 13 Druids. People don't know this, do they?
Yeah, your Bilderbergers was the Dulles Brothers. It was McGeorge Bundy from Skull and Bones. It was
they're the ones that built and designed Europe. Europe wasn't designed to...
Prince Bernard that was part of the Bilderbergers. And, of course, the Rockefellers, it was...
My Christian message is, number one, if you want to cure a disease, you have to wake up and realize what kind of disease you have, number one, and geopolitically. Number two, you have to repent and turn to God. And by turning to God means at some future date, God's going to take evil out, but you have to recognize what evil is. And it can look, taste, and smell good. For example, a lot of things that Trump is doing are good. But the man is not yet a Christian. He needs to actually have a mono-a-mono talk with people like you and me and real Christians that are actually know the truth of what's happening and get him to repent of it. For example, he's doing some right things by pulling the troops in Syria and Iraq, Afghanistan, which is going to cost the drug trade and the plan to move a pipeline across Aleppo. But he doesn't yet understand that some of the trade deals he's doing aren't going to necessarily protect or prevent nuclear war in the future. When you scare the hell out of Russia and they move their tanker bombers to Venezuela and they've got nuclear submarines already, at some future date, even after Trump's out of office, we're facing a thermonuclear end to America. People don't know that, do they?
Well,
I don't realize Trump can do a lot of good things, like Ronald, the economy.
Ronald Reagan talked right, but he was leading left. He had so many of us fooled. For instance, Jacques Cousteau, he gave a Medal of Freedom to, but in 1991, in UNESCO Courier, Jacques Cousteau said, to stabilize world population, it's necessary to eliminate 350,000 people per day. And, you join that in with Ted Turner in the Audubon magazine, says 95% reduction in the human population would be ideal. And you got the governor from Colorado saying old people have a duty to die. And Robert...
I have a T-shirt for these people. You know what it is? Me First. How's that? It's called the Me First T-shirt.
Exactly. And, of course, they're the elite on the very top. And we were talking about the General Board of Education, the Rockefeller, turned into the Rockefeller Foundation, wanting to have...
Everybody's got red lines. Many broadcasters and many networks, radio, television, magazines, and so on. It won't cross them because they'll tick off either their readers or off their donors or their sponsors or their mentors that have taught them, say, do not say this or that. For example, Michelle Malcolm and Ann Coulter will not cross red lines and actually state who they're connected to or what agencies they can't say are bad people. They won't do that, will they?
No, they haven't, and it's like the third rail. You don't touch it.
Give you an example. I guarantee that
nothing moves without the third rail. I mean, you have to know about it. You have to understand.
Yeah, Hannity and Tucker Carlson aren't going to interview you and me or Laura Ingraham, even if they want to know the truth. They're not going to interview you or I because if I start talking to them and axing, because they don't believe in asking questions, because of my Norwegian and Hebrew Cohenian background, I like to ask AXE questions.
Well, it's an alien game. If they would change it from attacking Democrats to globalists, that would put people more on the market. It would inform them so much better. If they expose the Ripon Society and the mainstream Republicans that are run by the globalists and their tax-exempt foundations, people would start to be able to pull apart and separate the phonies from the Republican versus,
But we see they want to polarize because polarization. I had on yesterday Dr. Bob Thiel, and the Continuing Church of God does neither vote nor even celebrate Christmas. And I can understand why. Now, I don't believe in disconnecting from voting, but I don't believe in celebrating Christmas in terms of going to midnight mass and all that foolishness. We still have a few trappings of Christmas around, but we know it's a secular holiday. It's not religious, okay? But the same thing goes with politics. You have to understand they want to compartmentalize you to the left or right. They want you to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent so they can manipulate you because all the brands on the Luciferic Walmart of politics are approved by Satan, including Donald Trump's policy and the people around him that are globalists, like the members of the PNAC, the Project for the New American Century, and the Bilderbergers and all these other secret agencies running the whole damn world. Look at George Bush Sr.
A cowboy in the West or a Mongol, you know, 1,000 years ago, they knew enough to guide a horse. You have reins, and you have a left one and a right one, so you can control the direction. It's not the rein. It's not the idleness of being pulled one side or another that's controlling it. We're the ones being controlled by not stepping up above and taking a look down and seeing how we're manipulated and used and given bits of truth here and there to swallow the rest of the poison and the fake news.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Here's a quote from George Orwell in his 1984 book, and we had that New York mayor. I didn't know there was a good New York mayor, but Mayor Hyland in 2012 said, you know, they just wanted to create factory workers and mill workers. But here's George Orwell in 84. He says, has it ever occurred to you that by the year 2050, of course we can say right today, at the very least, not a single person alive who would understand a conversation such as we're having now. The whole climate of thought will be different. In fact, there will be no thought as we understand it. It now, orthodoxy means not thinking, not needing to think. Orthodoxy is unconsciousness. So people don't think anymore. They emote, they react, and they having a conversation is unknown to too many people today.
You know, when you don't think, you decay. Yeah, I got a good joke for you. When you don't think, you decay, and when you decay, you don't think, you stink. How's that?
There you go. But yeah.
In other words, the intellectual rotting of your cortex. How's that?
Yep. And those books that we read as kids, you know, our children don't read them anymore. 1984, Brave New World. Now, looked like George Orwell was trying to get out of the, you know, the Marxist stratified problems that they were that he was seeing.
Right.
Whereas Brave New World, his brother ended up UNESCO.
We're launching the full network for sure on the second. We would maybe doing testing before then, but we're going to be broadcasting everywhere with one of the largest footprints. We're the first independent broadcaster, not a radio station or network, in the world with the largest, most powerful network system called Stream Guys, launching this network, the very first in history. That's us, the Narrow Network, the Deagle Network. What do you think? Nutramedical Stream Network launching. Do support us. You'll see the links on Nutramedical. We'll have the links on everyone's page for all our co-broadcasters. Do support Nutramedical. Your sale is on now, 10% off on all our products, including Lumen Photon. Get your orders in now. Stay well for many future New Year's, and stay healthy. God bless you.
Pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.